my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Brandon.
Congratulations. You went 9-2 last Sunday. This is Walter Abrams. I don't know if you know me, but I run the biggest sports service in the country, and I'm a big fan of yours, Brandon. As a matter of fact, I got a poster of you on my wall.
This is a joke, right?
No, this is not a joke. This is a job offer. Now, in your top drawer, go ahead, open it up. There's an envelope with your name on it. Now, that's travel cash and an airline ticket. It's not a magic trick, Brandon. I paid someone to put it there, who incidentally told me that the place you're in reminded them of a Turkish prison. Now, all I'm asking you to do is come up with a number. You write down the number of what you make now. You cross it out. You write what you should be making. And then you toss in how much it's going to take to get you to fly to New York first class and come work for me. Now, focus, Brandon. Focus. With your bum knee, a comeback is just a dream. My offer is real. Run the numbers. Do the math.
Is going to join us coming up in our third segment here on America Tonight. Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney. Happy to hang with all of you. I am not furloughed. Neither are most of you, right? So when we get to Brandon's segment, we'll be talking about something completely different. Numbers that hopefully jive for some of you who are in football pools and some of you who play fantasy football and are looking at the odds. He's a really cool cat, and there was a movie called Two for the Money that was about Brandon Lang's life that was pretty good, actually. Al Pacino was in the movie, and Matthew McConaughey played Brandon in it. So how about that? All right, this is no movie. It is reality, and the reality is that right now, we have a standoff of epic proportions rather happening in D.C., Republicans who are trying to resolve the fiscal standoff that closed the federal government, and Democrats who say they won't negotiate are stuck in serious quicksand. Now we are going into Friday. We know the week is done. What happens next week? Paul Ryan, who's the chair of the House Budget Committee, has started conversations with House Republicans on a deficit reduction deal that would allow some increases to federal programs squeezed by these automatic cuts, the sequester, in exchange for long-term changes to programs like Medicare and Social Security. So there would be some sort of instructions jammed inside, kind of like an IKEA box when they fall out, to try to move along something to simplify our crazy tax code. So conversations about conversations about more conversations. It's just one giant talkathon. It's what it is. Speaker John Boehner is pushing and pushing and pushing his own agenda, as is Harry Reid. The two supposedly met months and months before this to try to come up with a clean bill compromise, but of course it didn't happen. And then there was the whole defunding of Obamacare, or pushing Obamacare off for a year, meaning the individual health mandate. That's what they were looking for, some of the Republicans. And then as the Capitol is being torn up in 10 different directions, there was a shooting that killed a woman and injured a cop. So tempers are all over the map, and the pressure is there. There is a stalemate that has shut down a big chunk of the government. 800,000 federal workers are out, they're furloughed, and 1 million more are working without pay. So as the shooting was going on, the shooting incident was unfolding, there were all these other things that were happening inside. In fact, it prompted Congressman Tim Griffin, a Republican from Arkansas, who tweeted out that stopped the violent rhetoric President Obama, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, hashtag disgusting. And this was when that was happening. So it seems as though there's some signs that they might work together, but how quickly can they work? 20 Republicans and Democrats signed a proposal that would reopen the government, finance it for 6 months, repeal the health care laws, tax on medical devices. That's a provision that has bipartisan support. But that's as far as it goes. And then the wheels fall off in 10 different directions, really, after that. So it was strange to see that there was some grandstanding maneuvering, like I said, the complete talkathon on the same point that we've heard over and over and over and over and over and over again, while at the same time we've got the Capitol being torn up because a woman who apparently had some mental illness was trying to initially ram the gates of the White House. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello, Kate. That woman you talked about, with any more details on her, or?
Well, what they're saying about her is that her name's Miriam Carey. She's 30-some years old, 34 years old. She had an 18-month in the car with her. They think she had postpartum depression. She's dealt with mental illness. She hit her head a couple years ago, and they think that might have started her downfall. She was a dental hygienist. She had a place in Stamford, Connecticut, came to Washington, tried to ram the White House gates, and then drove in the opposite direction, of course, ending up at the Capitol, and was a, you know, kind of a wild little chase. And that's it. I mean, they gunned her down. Luckily, the child wasn't hurt. But is there somewhat motivation? Was there something more than that? Did she just get flip out? They don't know anything more. They're trying to. They went through her apartment and they're trying to find out and piece together whatever they can.
They left a note or something.
Yeah, I think that's what they're looking for—a note or notebook or something. You know, something that says this is why I'm doing this. But so far, they haven't found it that I know of.
Has she had any family members or married or? What?
Yeah, I don't think she's married. She may be divorced. There were family members talking about it. I think her mother, somebody actually got a quote from her mother saying that she wasn't well, and that's all we know. It's a very strange thing. I mean, what would have, you know, Rick, what would make her, I understand about postpartum and all that, but what would make her go to Washington and do that? I don't know.
Yeah. They crash in, so you won't get very far. So you have to be family wrong with her.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Like Fort Knox.
Oh, it's like, well, yeah. I just was in D.C. last year. You're not getting through there. No way.
No way. They got barricades.
Everywhere. Yeah.
But they got secret service.
Oh, yeah. They take you out in a second. So in a way, it's surprising she was in the car, had the chase, and got to the point where she did. And actually that you had a couple of people that were injured along the way. Thanks, Rick. But, I mean, to me, that's, in a way, that's the most surprising part of this. But it just all of a sudden happened. And what are people trying to rule out? Protect the president, protect the Hill, all that kind of stuff. You saw people running all over the place. So it was chaotic because you never know what's happening when something unfolds. All right, stay with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional
supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Well, got it and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try.
Wouldn't return my phone call, treating me worse than my Hong Kong tailor. You know how long I've been trying to bag this guy? Have you any idea what this thing is worth?
No, but I want a bonus if we pull this off.
No if. It's only when.
I understand.
You understand? Remember, he called us.
Mm-hmm.
You hooked him.
Mm-hmm.
Know that.
Got it.
Sweat that.
Got it. Relax, my man. I'll get in character in the car, huh?
Go.
Want to get a doctor? The doctor and give us some water now.
Here we are. Yeah, breathe it out. Breathe it out.
Yeah. You suck on me.
Easy.
I love you.
Shh. I love you. Ain't going nowhere.
Somebody get some help! Get some water now!
Would you love me if this was a joke? I'm okay. I'm just practicing. It's okay.
That's okay.
Look at me, I'm all right. Oh, look at the crowd.
Blue indigestion. Too many peanuts on the plane. I'm okay. Thank you very much for your concern. He's had a little problem.
Oh. Don't do that to me. Boss is pushing it too far.
Now,
you listen to me. And you pay attention to me right now. There's no such thing as too far. Understand? You push everything as far as you can. You push and you push and you push until it starts pushing back. And then you push some goddamn more. Remember that. With this guy today. Okay?
All right, a little snippet from Two for the Money to give you a sense of Brandon Lang. How about that? His life immortalized on the big screen in that movie, and he's joining us to talk about week 5 in the NFL coming up in our third segment. Hey, we got to lighten the load. We got to have some fun around here in these digs in America tonight in our satellite facility in Texas and in the mothership in Minnesota because, man, we are hitting it hard, aren't we, with this negativity here and the sadness of this crazy woman at the Capitol and the 18-month-old daughter now without her mom. And why? What drove her to the point of trying to smash through the White House gates? We might not never know the answer to that. And this line in the sand on both sides and the round and round and what happens every single day over and over again. This is, you know, what we're talking about, what we're living with. In fact, Nancy Pelosi says you can't cherry pick what you're funding and what you're not. The president says, hey, this shutdown could all stop now. Take a listen.
We're not buying their gimmick. They can't cherry pick their way out of their own manufactured crisis. It could be over in hours if the Republicans would just take yes for an answer.
There are enough Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives today that if the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, simply let the bill get on the floor for an up or down vote, every congressman could vote their conscience, the shutdown would end today. The only thing that's preventing all that from happening right now, today, in the next 5 minutes, is that Speaker John Boehner won't even let the bill get a yes or no vote.
All right, there's no yes or no happening, just no go in Washington, and I fear it's just going to get worse. I worry about the debt ceiling and what happens once we smash against that. You know, there are people that might say, well, forget it. Let's just let everything crash, and then we'll see what happens. But you can't say that because that means your life is going to crash. You had nothing. In some ways, this is the problem, I think. Did I screw up? Did you screw up? Were we the ones that dug our heels in the sand for 10 years? Because we haven't had a budget for 10 years. We're always band-aiding it, figuring it out, next to last minute. Are we responsible? No, I'm not responsible for that. I'm not in charge of the budget. I'm not on the budget committee. I'm not an elected senator or congressperson, and neither are you, unless some of those people are listening to America Tonight. And it is just so, it's beyond frustrating. There are no words. I've run out of clever analogies and words to describe this. The debt ceiling is the thing. It's one thing to smash against the gale forces that are in place when it comes to settling the budget. But it's another thing when we're talking about the debt ceiling because our bonds will just crash to earth. And then so many people will be stuck. Oh, so many people. And I hope that doesn't happen. I think it's ridiculous, and I can't believe how high our debt is in the first place. But I know the reality of letting that just go and letting that collide. Not a good thing. Oh, by the way, you'll be happy to know, because now there's some things that are happening and some things that aren't being funded, and, you know, there is some confusion over that. Football will happen for Army, Navy, and Air Force this weekend. Some service academy of sports are suspended because of the government shutdown, but the Defense Department said on Thursday everything was on hold at Navy through Sunday except for Saturday's football game against Air Force. So other events, 19 events were either postponed or canceled. Whether it was whatever, volleyball, soccer, name it. Navy and Air Force got the go-ahead to play football because the game isn't funded by the government and a sellout crowd is expected. I didn't think they were going to tank that one. So they didn't. Army confirmed it as well. The Army football team is going to play at Boston College on Saturday afternoon. It's the same thing. But unlike with the Navy, Army announced all previously scheduled games that had not been canceled would go on as planned. And service academy football games are paid for with non-appropriated money, and it's been long planned out. So the funds come from outside sources, and they're not approved through Congress. And that's why they're letting that roll, which makes sense, doesn't it? Of course it makes sense. You know, why? What are you going to do there? It's not government funded. Although I don't think I realized that. I didn't realize that none of it was government funded. So that makes sense, because you can't take that away then. Absolutely. Then we have, as we talk about where we're headed in the moving the needle and what happens next, as I said, I think it only gets a lot worse before it gets better. And the reason I say that is because this crisis, it's just a self-inflicted thing that we do over and over and over again. You have 435 seats in the House. 435 seats. But as was spelled out to me, less than one in five are really competitive on Election Day. So Republicans jaw with Republicans, talk to Republicans, Democrats to Democrats, and they don't have any obligation to reach out. Their ideological stance is, in other words, protected because they're not challenged in that department. So the clock keeps ticking, and then there's still this doom and gloom, and, we're the constituents. Are they listening to our wishes? Is that what's happening in Washington? Apparently not, because less than 10% approval rating, really, for Congress. And depending on how the question was posed to somebody, the majority of Americans have no interest in flirting with financial disaster. About 60 to 70% of us oppose shutting down the government in an attempt to dismantle Obamacare. Even among Republicans, support for that tactic was right around 50%. And that's because people are smart. They realize there's no votes there. You don't have enough votes. So you're not going to be able to do anything with that. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to happen. You're not going to change those votes. It's too late in the game for that. It's not there. You're not going to get people to jump ship and vote against or defunding affordable health care. That's not going to happen. I mean, Democrats, they're not going to do that. The Senate is not going to do that. So the votes aren't there. So why put ourselves in these shackles in the first place? All right, something completely different, rather. Week 5 in the NFL, Brandon Lang stops by for some conversation next on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have to see me brother, his Christian name is Paul. He's lately joined the football clubs and he's mad about football. And he's got two black eyes already and teeth out from his gob. Since Paul became a member of that terrible football club, because he's football crazy, he's football mad. The football it has taken away the little bit of sense he had, and it would take a dozen servants to wash his clothes and scrub. Since Paul became a member of that terrible football club.
All right, we love having this guy on the show, Brandon Lang. There is no better. When it talks about knowing your stuff, he does, and he's very humble about it because he gets it. You don't want to tempt karma, I think. And I've said this before, but he is a dead lookalike for Matthew McConaughey, sort of. If you go see the movie, if you rent it, Two for the Money, that's all about Brandon, baby. And he joins us to talk about what's happening this week, week five in the NFL. Brandon, do you like that introduction? You are a dead ringer for McConaughey.
You know what, Kate, if looking good were a crime, baby girl, you'd be on death row. That's all I got to say. That's where we'd be balling up in here tonight. So thank you for the intro. I'll let your boy. And I've always said on your show, my wife is 10 years younger than me, and she is just an absolute thoroughbred. And no matter how balling I get or how fat I get, which probably will never happen, I'm looking pretty damn good these days. I walk into that bedroom, I can say, honey, close your eyes, here comes Matthew. So you know what, that's not a bad thing to have.
That's right, you can always pull it out. I love it when you say that. All right, right from the start, we're going to stop the anticipation. And you got a big, big line for us. We want to hear that before we go through a couple of other things happening this week.
Yeah, I do. You know, it's the stat of the day. It's the oh, wow. The oh wow stat of the day. I'll save it till the end of the show. But I think your listeners will like the number, like the dog, like the stat.
All right, stat of the day. We'll remember that. So one of the matchups that people care about listening to America tonight, because we have listeners in Louisiana and we have listeners all over the South that root for the Saints in Florida, etc. We have listeners in Chicago that are big Bears fans and all over Illinois and St. Louis and whatnot. the Saints and the Bears square up, what happens here? Because it's a low line. New Orleans by what, one is the line I saw.
Well, essentially what the linebacker's telling you is the linebacker's telling you the Saints are a better team simply because the home field advantage in the NFL, it's a given, is always three. They work off that common denominator of a number. So for this line to be a pick 'em, Vegas is essentially saying, we say the Saints are better, let's see what the public does with the line, and then we'll go from there. So with that being said, what appeals to me is I never really like to touch pick 'em games in the NFL. I just don't. I'm not a big pick 'em game guy. I look for value elsewhere. But for me, there's only one way to play this game, and that's over the posted total. You look at some of these games the Bears have played. Over 60 points against Detroit, close to 60 points against Minnesota. They're just flying over the posted total. And with that being said, I just see this being a good old-fashioned shootout. Probably, offensively, I think it's the most entertaining game of the day with Cutler versus Breeze up and down the field. I'm playing over. I'll leave the pick'em game to somebody else.
All right, I like that. Over. What about as we kind of move along and shuck and jive in a couple of different directions, being in Cowboy territory and being heard throughout this great state of Texas, a lot of Cowboy fans are worried about what the Broncos will bring when they come to Jerry's World because they're hosting Denver. And the line is, you know, 9, but you saw what happened certainly with the Eagles and a few other teams that have gone up against Denver. Is this just a laugher, or is there any way this is even close?
Allow me to educate you what Las Vegas, Nevada does with a team like Denver. This is a Denver team that right now has covered 4 straight games this year, and go back to last year, they've now covered 9 straight regular season games. And they've covered 13 of their last 15 on the Vegas board. So the number one wagered team in the NFL right now is the Denver Broncos. The number two wagered team in the NFL right now are the Seattle Seahawks. So let's work for as Denver as our platform and say this. Vegas is not going to keep sitting there and giving the public numbers that they can cash in on and just continue to lose. What they'll do is it's called inflate the number. They'll start inflating Denver's point spreads now, and that pendulum is going to start to swing the other way. And my gut feeling is this is the week that everybody's going to jump on Denver. I've seen them put up 50 against Philly, put up over 40 against Oakland, put up another monster close to 40, 49 against the Ravens, and then went into New York and put up over 40 as well. But if you really break down those teams, Ravens, revenge, first game of the year, on the road, check. Into New York, Eli, 127 turnovers, no offensive line, no running game for the Giants, check. Oakland, Pryor, Monday night, check. Philadelphia, no defense, check. Now all of a sudden you're asking to cover more than a touchdown at Dallas against the Cowboys? I think everyone's going to jump on Denver, and it wouldn't surprise me if Denver has the ball, down 3, late drive, or they win the game by a field goal. But understand, Denver's got to go on the road in Dallas and be up by more than 14 in the fourth quarter with Tony Romo slinging it to feel comfortable. I think it's an inflated number. My lean is towards Dallas.
Yeah, there you go. Great analysis. Love it. You learn something from this man when you listen. Jags and the Rams of the Who Cares. But there are people that are listening, Brandon, that have love for the Rams, and they think that maybe looking at this game, maybe they can pick the pockets of Jacksonville because they're hosting. What do you think?
Good money on bad teams doesn't mix, man. And my DirecTV will not even stop by that station. There's nothing in that game I would like to watch. And you look at the Jags, they're 1-8 their last 9 on the Vegas board. You look at the Rams 0-4 this year, 1-5 their last 6 is a home favorite. The funny thing about this game is throw that game out the window. It just was released in Vegas that when Jacksonville meets Denver this year, the point spread is predicted to be the highest in NFL history. So I ask you, what do you make Denver against Jacksonville, point spread-wise? Anybody in the studio, buddy listening right now, what do you make that line? Because when I tell you what it is, you're going to go, no way. What do you make that point spread? Now,
28 points? I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Really good. That's why you are, Kate. That's why if looking good were a crime, you'd be on death row, because you nailed it. They are a 4-touchdown favorite over Jacksonville.
Oh, that's crazy. That is so crazy.
So juggle that around in your head for a minute. You got time.
Yeah. Yeah, start adding that up and think about it. Wow. Those are those games, like you said. I mean, are there certain that you gave some great tips mixed in with the over-under and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's like you said, you got to leave your heart out of it. It's not about the heart, is it?
No, it's about value. The NFL is pretty competitive, and Vegas does a really good job of setting pretty competitive point spreads. The only thing that swings it one way or the other is turnovers or penalties or a quarterback just flat out implodes. Perfect example. Joe Flacco goes into Buffalo and throws 5 interceptions, and yet Buffalo still struggles to win by 3 points. So that right there tells you that maybe Baltimore could have won that game by 3 touchdowns. The NFL is a very competitive league. Turnovers will kill you. It did there, and Peyton Manning can't keep playing at this level in the NFL. Just, it's too hard to do. I give him credit. I love Denver. Love watching him play. Love seeing him go to the line of scrimmage and do what he does. But eventually, Vegas is going to get their money back, and Peyton's going to have one of those games. Maybe not. Maybe proves me wrong. But just going back to Denver-Dallas, I think 7.5 is too big a number.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at some of these numbers and you look at where we are and you watch the matchups, and everybody, you said it, everybody keeps looking at the Broncos and at the Seahawks. Is it an inevitable clash? I mean, you got people on ESPN, Fox, NBC, CBS. They're like already anointing them as the two teams that are going to go to the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Too early. Too early. As we've seen, Peyton Manning, 10-11 career playoff record, put him in cold weather, elements, outdoors, somebody gets a running game, defense plays bad. You just never can predict the Giants, losing record, middle of the year, get hot in the playoffs, win at Green Bay, win at Dallas, win at, those 3 road wins, 2 degrees below zero going into Green Bay, beating Brett Favre. Anything can happen come playoff time. And again, we saw it with New England, undefeated, faced the Giants team they didn't match up well against, big-time loss. I don't get into all that. Right now, does it look like we are destined for Russell Wilson versus Peyton Manning and Manning having to go against that Seattle defense? You had better believe it, but it's a long season in the NFL.
Yeah, no kidding. Any more stats of the day?
NC State and Wake Forest. A game nobody's probably paying attention to, a game nobody even cares about. But since Wake Forest is at home, NC State is a 9.5, 10-point road favorite. Your wow number of the day, the last since 2003, NC State's been a road favorite 13 times. Their record, 0-13 against the numbers. You got a team that's failed to cover 13 straight as a road favorite, and they're laying 10. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's interesting. 0-13. That's crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Brandon Lang, always. Check him out, BrandonLang.com. He's the best. Brandon, thanks so much.
Again, all your listeners, you guys want to go to BrandonLang.com, email my customer service, tell me you heard me on Kate's show. I will give you an all-access pass, absolutely free, 1 day of service, every handicapper. It's a $100 value. I'll give it to you absolutely free because I'm just that kind of guy.
You're sweet. All right, enjoy the games. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, kid.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I saw you in another man. I saw you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right,
Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Microplant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Cleveland beat Buffalo on Thursday night, 37-24. It's interesting because Buffalo got out to a hot 10-0 lead, and then Cleveland easily mounted that little bit of a comeback there. So the Browns were able to top the Bills. And the big news probably from that game, we'll throw it in since we just had that conversation with Brandon Lang, is a couple of things that... I know there's some Brownie fans listening that Brandon Whedon got hurt, and Whedon came off the bench after Brian Hoyer injured his knee, and he actually rallied the Browns to a 37-24 win over the Buffalo Bills, who they lost their starting rookie quarterback, E.J. Manuel, with a knee injury. So a couple of downed quarterbacks with Whedon coming in off the bench. What happened was Whedon watched Hoyer after spraining his right thumb in week 2. So now there was the old switcheroo there. So Whedon was 12 of 24 for 197 yards, including a 37-yard strike to Josh Gordon, which made a huge difference in that game. Mailbag, lots of people want to talk about what's happening in the government and that crazy car chase and shooting. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, do you believe what happened in Washington? What was that woman thinking trying to smash into the gates of the White House? There is no way anyone gets through there. there had to be something wrong with her. I understand that she was mentally ill. What a very sad thing. It shines a light on mental illness again and how we treat it in this country. Yeah, you know, I agree with that. It does once again highlight how what is the mental illness that she was suffering from. But here's the thing, you know, this chaos that she set off in D.C., there was, after she was killed, there was an 18-month-old girl in the car who was believed to be her daughter who wasn't injured. That's very, very sad that she was in that car. And then there were also a couple of officers that were injured, one from the Capitol Police, one from the Secret Service. Both are okay, but both were hurt. So, you know, the Secret Service guy was hit by the woman's car. And there was lots of gunshots and lots of people running, and it's very, very chaotic for those probably 30 minutes where people were trying to figure out what was happening. And some people were locking and hovering in their offices on the Hill because they didn't know. Nobody knows. You know, boom, something happens. You know, this mass panic and the car chase, we find out afterwards. But while it's unfolding, there's all kinds of assumptions that are being made. This one from Phil in Illinois. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I got to tell you, I love your perspective on everything that's happening with this White House shutdown. I've listened to your show off and on. I say off and on because my schedule changes at work. Otherwise, I would listen to it all the time. And I think you are spot on when you talk about it's up to us as Americans to start acting responsibly and pay attention to the people that we elect. If we let them know that we're listening, that we care, that we won't stand for it anymore, then things will change. I agree. So let's get active, America. Yeah, it's, I can't say it enough. It is really true. It's like that old thing about the salesperson. We live in a technology age, and everybody does business through the Internet, through emails and texting and all that kind of stuff. But there still is something about the one-on-one touch. There's something about the phone call, and the old thing about sales was if you made 50 calls a day and then you got to the end of the week, you were certain to close at least a couple deals because you had made all those phone calls. So I think it's the same with the people that represent us. You know, it might be a pain in the rear end. You might think, what difference does it make? But if there were enough people in your neighborhood making those calls, it wouldn't make a difference. Because the people who run, who are political animals, a lot of them are already wealthy anyway. They want the power of the gig. And they might have some philanthropicness in them. They might have some public servant in them. But they want to keep winning that position. They want that position. And they can't get that position if they don't have your vote. So there is a number where they know the constituents are not happy. And if enough people call and pay attention, then that changes. That's why, you know, this Fox News poll, 81% of voters disapprove of the job Congress is doing. Really? Of course we know that. Yes, it's not a surprise. Not a surprise. So it's time to take advantage of that and show the people that you elected that you're not going to just take this lying down. They're like spoiled children. You're not going to just take this. This one from Max in Florida. Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you've talked about this before in your show with other states. But our friends to the West are allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. Wow. I think that is a big game changer. What do you think? It is a big game changer. There are a list of states, or a bunch of states, actually, that will allow people who are here illegally to get driver's licenses. And the governor, Jerry Brown, signed that bill. There was a crowd that went crazy for this to happen. And this will start no later than January 2015. It does have a special designation on the front and a notice saying that the document isn't official under federal identification and can't be used to prove eligibility for employment or public benefits, but it's a driver's license. So how about that? And the people that are in the country illegally say, yay, we don't have to be in the shadows anymore, and isn't this great? And I don't know that I think it's so great, except for that they have that designation on it, which means that they can't use it for other ways to be identified. So in that sense, it's good. The marker is good that it shows that. But, you know, think about all the people that come in here and they're illegally driving in the United States in one way, perhaps, because remember the impounding of the cars and all of that. Well, it's just stunning to me that we don't really ever attack the problem wholly. We just do it in little half measures. This one from Sean, who says, hello, America, tonight. Tell you what, it is nothing but depressing to talk about Washington. I find it so refreshing, Katie Kate, when you step away from the Washington speak, and I can't help it. The reason is it's just the same old thing, and you hear it on every single station. And it gets old. It gets old. We are tired of D.C. and their lack of action. So let's not talk about them all the time. Well, yeah. We don't want to talk about them all the time. Absolutely. It is the same thing over and over and over again. That's the problem. By the way, quick note here, because everybody that listens to America Tonight seems to be fascinated by storm systems. A hurricane watch is in effect from Florida to Louisiana. Tropical storm Karen formed in the Gulf of Mexico, so they started those preps on Thursday along the Gulf Coast. It's probably going to be the first, maybe, named tropical system to actually come toward the United States, threaten the United States this year. So oil and gas platforms, all of that secured, evacuated, because they're worried about this and tracking it. It's about 485 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and they're talking about maximum winds of 65 miles an hour. So no chances. Maybe it turns, maybe it doesn't. Right now, though, it doesn't look as though it is turning. Let's hope the next time we meet, we have a little more progress on what's happening with the government, as we might. And thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
More people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.